This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to the Pageant Masterclass, How to Win a Pageant. I'm Ashley Williams-Allen, and I am so excited to talk to you today because with 20 years of experience as a television producer for shows like America's Got Talent, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and Dancing with the Stars, I know exactly what it takes to captivate an audience and identify that elusive it factor. And as a former Miss South Carolina USA and seasoned pageant judge, I'm here to give you the competitive edge you need, whether it's mastering your interview, perfecting your stage presence, or understanding what the judges are really looking for. I'm bringing you all the tips, tricks, and strategies you need to take home the crown. So let's get started. Okay. Let's talk about interviews. This is probably my favorite subject. I love interviewing. I've been a television producer for 20 years, and a large part of my job on shows like The Bachelor has been interviewing cast members. I love sitting down with someone and drawing out the truth of what they're experiencing and what they're feeling, and really finding out who they truly are. And the same is true when it comes to pageants. As a judge, I'm looking to find out who a contestant truly is. So let's talk about the best way for you to show up in an interview. Now, a lot of times girls walk into the interview room trying to be what they think they need to be in order to win the pageant. And to be honest, it comes off as inauthentic. When girls walk in like that, you'll notice judges deviating from their application. That's because we're trying to shake things up, to see if you can think on your feet and to find out who you really are. We want to know what you're going to be like when you're interacting with young fans. How will you handle off-the-cuff questions from the media? Can you handle topics that you haven't rehearsed? Now, that might seem a little frustrating because how can you prepare for that? Well, it all comes back to your truth squad. You're going to hear me belabor the point of a truth squad over and over again because so many times we are not objective judges of our own performance. We need people in our lives who will tell us the truth, who aren't afraid to say, that was not a good answer, or that sounded fake. You've got to identify at least three people in your life who are discerning, brutally honest, and who have your best intentions in mind. These people are your truth squad. So set regular meetings with your truth squad. Get them to ask you tough questions. Get them to ask you off-the-wall questions. Last week, I was working with a young client, and I asked her a question that I used to get asked when I was prepping for pageants back in the day. Would you rather be a candle or a spotlight? She looked at me like I was crazy. So I explained, well, would you rather generate soft, quiet light, or would you rather create loud, bold stage lighting? And she was like, you know what? I would just want to be a star. And she wanted to tell me why she would rather be a star than a candle or a spotlight. And it was such a beautiful moment because she was honestly giving me her genuine answer. And I learned something about her. That was the only reason I was asking the question. There's no right or wrong answer to questions like that. It's simply an opportunity for you to express who you really are to the judges and think on your feet. Let me tell you, the reason judges are desperately trying to find out who you genuinely are is because we have been tasked with finding a queen who is going to represent the organization. So with that in mind, something that is really important when it comes to interviewing and pageantry in general is understanding the organization that you're competing in. You've got to understand the pageant system. Are you aware of how you're being judged? Are you aware of what percentage the interview counts? If you're curious to know how some girls end up in the top five, it's because you aren't seeing what the judges are seeing in interview. Not only is it important for you to understand the scoring system of the pageant organization you're competing in, you've also got to understand the values of the pageant system. You've got to go into that interview with a clear understanding of what that organization is looking for. Do your research. You should be on your organization's website, following their social media. They are giving a clear message, whether through images, videos, or captions. You will clearly understand what they're looking for. It's so important that you do that research so that you can think through the issues that are important to the system. If you think about the Miss USA organization right now, they're so excited about inclusivity. How do you feel about inclusivity? What excites you about it? You've got to stay on your toes. You've got to understand what these organizations are excited about and be able to articulate your thoughts on that subject. Okay, something that's really important in interview is that you aren't giving rehearsed answers. I can't tell you how uncomfortable it is as a judge to sit there and watch someone try to remember the answer that they've rehearsed to the question that you've just asked. It's not about giving the right answer, and it's not about giving a rehearsed answer. The interview is genuinely about being able to connect with other human beings in an authentic way. Okay, that brings me to the tricky subject of hot topics. In today's culture, it is so easy to feel uncomfortable answering a hard question because people are so easily canceled. You don't want to offend someone, and that's understandable. But unfortunately, what I've noticed is that this leads girls to hem and haw and talk around a question and never actually give an answer. And let me tell you, it doesn't work. Recently, I judged a pageant, and the state director made a point to tell all of the judges, listen, we want you to ask these girls the tough questions, but I want you to keep in mind, it is not about whether or not they agree with your opinion. It's about whether or not they can articulate their own opinion. And I think that's really important for you to keep in mind. The judges aren't looking to agree with you. They're looking to have a conversation with you. So when it comes to hot topics, start talking to people about how you feel about sticky issues. Start talking specifically with people that you don't agree with and learn to speak in a way that doesn't offend them, but engages them in conversation. Because our country is so divided on so many issues, you can pretty much guarantee that there is going to be a judge on the panel that doesn't think like you. But that's okay. Again, they are not judging whether or not you align with their values. They're judging whether or not you're capable of articulating your own thoughts in a kind, gracious, and authentic way, fully aware that there are people in the room who don't agree with you. These judges are looking to see if you can take a tough subject and stay relatable to your audience. You don't want to be too extreme, and you certainly don't want to isolate someone, but you want to be honest. You're not looking to offend, but you are being asked your opinion, so you should feel comfortable giving it. Another issue we see a lot is with girls who don't understand the question or don't know the answer to the question. I think the most refreshing thing a girl can do is say, I am so sorry, I don't have enough information on that topic to give you an educated answer. And leave it at that. A lot of times, pageant contestants have been prepped to give a pad answer. I'm sorry, I do not have enough information on that subject, but I'd love to get back to you at a later date. Listen, we all know you are not going to get back to those judges at a later date. So just be honest, be humble, and admit, I'm so sorry. I just don't have enough information to give you an educated answer. And put a period at the end of the sentence. The judges are looking for honesty. The judges are looking for strength. They aren't looking for someone who's robotic or too rehearsed. Just be honest. Something I often see is that contestants are coached to be in control of the interview. Let's be honest, you're not in control of the interview. The panel of judges is in control of the interview. Now, I understand that being in control of the interview may translate to you being able to rein the interview back in and get them talking about topics that you're interested in. But keep in mind, these judges are looking to have an authentic conversation with you. And if you are constantly needling to get back to your community service initiative or your platform, it's not going to make for a great interview. These judges know about your community service initiative and platform. You've thoroughly described it in your application. You've likely written a full essay about it, and oftentimes you're going to be asked about your community service initiative or platform in your onstage question. If they are wanting to talk about something else, answer their questions. You're not a politician. You're in an interview to be the title holder for an organization, and these judges understand what that organization is looking for. And if they are asking you about topics that are not on your application, as I mentioned before, it could be because you're coming off as too rehearsed or too polished, and they are simply trying to get to know you. So let them. If there's an opportunity to organically draw in your community service initiative, then please take it. Discussing what you're passionate about is so important, but you have to understand that you are engaging in a conversation with these judges. So let it be organic. I promise you, as judges, when we're sitting on that panel, we are looking for the winner and we are rooting for each girl that comes into that room. We are not there to give anyone a hard time. As a matter of fact, a lot of times panels are stacked with former title holders who have been in your shoes and have compassion for you. Now, there usually is one judge that people identify as the quote unquote mean judge who is going to ask you the tough questions and they won't let you off the hook. But I promise you, that judge is not asking you the tough questions because they want to embarrass you. They are asking the tough questions because they want to make sure that we are delivering a queen to the organization who can think on her feet, stand tall when she's asked hard questions, and relate in a human way to the audience that she's speaking with. So take that on as a challenge that you're ready to meet. Don't go into the interview scared. Go into an interview excited because you have whatever amount of time they've given you to get in there and show those judges who you are. And there is only one you. So make sure you're not giving canned, rehearsed answers. Make sure that you're not giving the stereotypical pageant answer, and make sure you're not giving the quote unquote right answer. Because the only thing that's going to set you apart from the pack is your own individuality and your own thoughts. As a producer who's worked a great deal within the Bachelor franchise, I can tell you the cast members who show up as completely honest, raw, and vulnerable, those are the ones that go on to be stars. Because you have connected with those cast members throughout their season and you want to continue to get to know them. So you follow them on social media, and before you know it, they're on Dancing with the Stars because they connect with an audience and they draw an audience in. And before you know it, they're hosting your favorite entertainment show because networks continue to see their value because these cast members have been brave enough to be vulnerable and honest. And in doing that, they've completely set themselves apart from the pack. They are a value add. And the same is true for you. When you're honest, when you're fully yourself in interview, you start to establish that you are that undeniable package. You are a value add to that organization. You're the one who's going to wow any person they meet as the title holder. So go into that interview prepared to wow the judges with who you are. So get with your truth squad. Have them start asking you tough questions. Have them start asking you off the wall questions. Now, in the show notes, I'm going to link to a document that you can use to have your truth squad start asking you questions. This is going to help you start learning to think on your feet so that you can go into that interview fully confident that you are ready to answer any question that's thrown at you. Speaking of any question that's thrown at you, I am so excited because next week we have a special guest on the podcast, Shane Arrington, who is the interview boss. You might recognize his name from TLC's hit series, King of the Crown. He's an experienced interview coach and seasoned judge. And when I tell you, this man brings it in interview. Now, he's not the mean judge, but he does ask the hard questions and he doesn't allow the girls to get away with canned answers. He's known for helping girls win interviews because he draws out their authenticity and he draws out their genuine voice. So I'm so excited to have Shane on next week. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss that episode. And if you're looking for personalized guidance, I'm here to help. I love interviewing and I would love to be a part of your truth squad. You can book a one-on-one coaching session with me, either in person or via Zoom. Just visit pageantmasterclass.com and send us your information. I'd love to work with you on creating that undeniable package that lets the judges know you're the queen they're looking for. This has been a Front Row Entertainment production.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.